Lots of things have changed since my last first week of school. Most of my baby teeth have fallen out, and the big ones are filling in. My jeans still fit, but they are shorter. My hair is long enough to tie under my chin. I have a new favorite color. Orange. Sorry, blue. Amber and I got our ears pierced. Afterward, we hyperventilated for a while. My parents gave me my own phone. Amber has the same one. But all those changes seem little compared to the big change that happened over the summer. Dad moved out. When your parents decide to get a divorce, someone has to leave. Now, big things, like meeting my new teacher and finding my desk and wondering if my friends are allowed to wear tinted lip gloss to school this year, seem little. And little things, like family photos disappearing from the refrigerator door and not hearing Dad's truck pull into the driveway and not smelling his spicy chili simmering on the stove, seem big. First, Dad lived at a hotel. Then he moved in with some friends. Now it's September, and he's renting a cabin across the lake from our house. I mean, Mom's house. I mean, my house. I don't know what I mean. Mom and Dad told me they were getting a divorce on the first day of summer vacation, which used to be my favorite day of the year. I was eating a bowl of fruity cereal. I remember because as soon as they said that word, divorce, I dribbled pink milk down the front of my sparkly koala bear shirt. The one I got when Amber invited me to spend spring break at a resort with her family. We both got the same shirt and pretended we were sisters. Mom and Dad kept talking, but I stopped listening and ran to the bathroom and threw up, even though I didn't have the flu or anything. Fruity cereal does not taste good on its way out of your stomach, but it's still just as bright. Mom and Dad told me that everything would be okay, and nothing was my fault, and they both loved me very much, but nothing was okay. I'm part of this family, too. I should get a say in the big stuff. My mom is the head librarian at the Oak Hill Public Library, and she's always telling me to look things up for myself. I looked up the word divorce in the big, fat dictionary that sits on a fancy pedestal at the back of her library. It's not like I'd never heard that word before. I watch TV. But I didn't really know what it meant, or exactly how to spell it. After a few tries, I found it. D-A-V-O-R-S-E. No. D-E-V-O-R-C-E. No. D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Divorce. Divorce. A complete separation between two things. To dissolve a marriage. Then I looked up the word dissolve. Dissolve. To break up. To melt. To disappear. If you ask me, dissolve is a dumb word for divorce because it doesn't make things melt and disappear like ice cream or cotton candy. Divorce makes everything hard and sour, like a jawbreaker you have to keep hidden in your cheek so it doesn't get stuck in your throat. After Dad started looking for a place to rent and taught me how to use my new phone, Mom hauled a big suitcase down from the attic and told me I had to go stay with my grandparents in the city while she and Dad had lawyer meetings and divided up all their stuff. I love Gma and Gpa, but going away when everything was falling apart felt like the biggest mistake in the world. But I still had to go. I missed Amber's birthday. And swimming lessons. And fireworks over Pickerel Lake. And Phoebe Bartlett's 4th of July cookout. And the summer reading party at the library. Mom gave me hardly any warning, so there wasn't even time to say goodbye to anyone. I saw my school friends Phoebe and Eleanor riding their bikes when Mom was driving me to my grandparents' house. They were wearing swimsuits and flip-flops with beach towels around their necks, so I knew they were on their way to the pool. Amber was probably meeting them there because we are all friends. I almost waved to them, but then I thought, what if Mom stops so I can talk to them? How can I tell my friends I'm going away because my mom and dad are getting divorced? So I scrunched down in my seat as mom drove past. Amber sent me texts, but I didn't know how to answer. So I didn't. When I finally got to come home, Dad's desk was gone. So was his recliner. There were gaps on our bookshelf like missing teeth. His lucky baseball cap wasn't hanging on the hook by the back door, and none of his clothes were in the laundry. My favorite goofy picture of us, the one Mom took of him and me at the water park when I was finally big enough to go on the logjam ride, was nowhere. I guess it was Dad's favorite picture, too. Last night, Mom wrote a reminder and stuck it to the fridge with a smiley face magnet. Wren's weekly schedule. Monday through Thursday, meet Mom at the library after school. Friday, ride bus number 5 to your dad's place. Saturday and Sunday, stay with your dad.